We get ready for the word of the Lord tonight. We got a special treat here tonight. We've got a special speaker here that I'm anxious to hear. He does a fantastic job leading the music, but tonight he's going to preach to us. So put your hands together and welcome Brother Alan Kilman as he comes to minister the word of the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Let's give that hand clap of praise to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, saints. Let's worship him right now for just a little while longer. Hallelujah. I feel the mercies of God in this place right now. I feel his mercies in this place. Hallelujah. He's wanting to do a mighty work here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good to be in the house of the Lord on a Wednesday night. Feels good. Feels good. Hallelujah. Welcome to the house of the Lord on a Wednesday night in the middle of the week. Welcome to all of our guests that are here. We want to thank you for being here with us. You have blessed us by being here. Hallelujah. And I want to thank Brother Causey for giving me this opportunity to speak. I don't take it for granted. Don't want to take it lightly ever to preach behind this sacred desk. Each one of us, and I've said this before, each one of us have our own pulpits in our life. This is a physical desk right here that the man of God preaches behind, but each one of us has our own pulpits that we preach behind every day in the lives that we live. And it's up to us to keep it sacred. Amen. If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to James chapter number 1, verse number 22. And then also I'm going to be going to Revelation chapter number 3 as well. But James chapter number 1, whoever has it, say amen. Verse number 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Revelation chapter number 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Hallelujah. If y'all could put your Bibles down, and I want us to lift up the name of Jesus again, and I want us to pray that the Lord would open our hearts and our minds, that he would set us free tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I pray, Lord, right now. God, I pray, Lord, that you would anoint your word, oh God, anoint your messenger, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that your anointing, oh God, would be upon this service, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Hallelujah. Come on, saints, let's worship him. I know it's a Wednesday night, but I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. He has stepped into this service tonight, and I want him to have his way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you very long, but I believe that the Lord is wanting to get something across to his church tonight. Hallelujah. I believe that we're in an hour of the church that is very exciting. The church is a very exciting place to be in right now. There's many things happening in the church that we can put our finger on and say, that was a miracle that happened. That is a victory that has come through. This is an exciting hour for the church, and I'm glad to be a part of the church of the living God. Anybody excited about what the Lord is doing in our midst? Anybody excited about what he's doing? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be taking a back seat in this day and hour. I don't want to be taking a back seat. I want to be right on the forefront of what God is doing right now in this end time. Right now is not the time to be taking a back row seat in what God is doing, saints of God. It's not time to be taking a back row seat, saints of God. It's time to get on the front wing of this thing and get involved in everything that you can do. Whatever you have for me to do, God, I want to do it with everything that is within me. Don't hold back anything, but take me, Lord, to the next level, to what you want me to do, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. God has got great things in store for his church. We have seen great things in the past, and we're going to see great things to come. He's not through with his church yet. Little ones, you may have seen an old man come up out of his wheelchair after 9 years, but I'm telling you, he's not done with that yet. He's wanting to do more than just that. What you have seen before, he's wanting to do greater than that. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We are part of this victorious church, and we are moving forward. This truth is marching on, the truth of Acts 2:38. This truth I do not want to let go of. This truth is so precious to me. It was passed down. It was blood, was fought for it. The precious blood of Jesus Christ was shed on Calvary that I may now have freedom, now that I can be buried with him in baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and I can be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and I can have victory over every one of my sins. I can have victory over every one of my problems. Everything that is in my life that has held me captive, I can now have freedom from. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for this gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This church, it was built upon a rock, which is Jesus Christ. It was started in an upper room in Jerusalem when 120 were all filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which was promised to them by Jesus when he ascended into heaven. In Acts chapter number 1, verse number 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse number 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And what did this power do? With this power came signs and wonders which spread throughout all Judea and all Samaria and all Judea and to the uttermost parts of the and throughout all of Asia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There was miracles that took place. There was deliverances that took place. When Jesus was here on earth, he healed the sick. He opened the blinded eyes. But now in the book of Acts, we see where now the power was transferred to them. They had the Holy Ghost. The power was in them to perform the miracles. Blinded eyes were healed. Hallelujah. The man at the gate beautiful was healed. When Peter fastened his eyes upon him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In Acts chapter number 5, verse number 16, another example, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and were healed, every one. Everyone. There was not a single person left out. Every single person was healed. Every single person that had an unclean spirit was healed. How many times has that happened in our church services so somebody is not healed? What is it that when we come into the house of God and we have so many people that are vexed with spirits and people that have unclean spirits and sins in their life that need to be taken care of? Why is it in this day and age that they leave unhealed Is it just because they don't want to be healed? Or is it because the church has lost their belief, has lost their faith in what God can really do? In this day and age, I believe that we have put God in a box. On Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, we always put it that God, you can only move in this certain way, in this certain channel. God, you can only move in this certain way. You can't heal, but only on Sunday night. You can only move in this certain box tonight. On Monday morning, it's so depressing having to go back to work. But God, you can only move in this certain situation. But I wonder if we could take the limits off of God and take the box off of God and allow Him to do the work in this church the way He wants to do it. Oh, hallelujah. I believe God wants to work outside of the box, outside of these four walls, and let healing take place. I believe every one of these people that come in here with vexed spirits, every one of them can be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing impossible with my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Glory to your name. This was all fulfilling what Jesus had said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall ye do. Because I go unto my Father. These same works, greater than these, are you going to do. You have that same power that was in the book of Acts, saints of God. You are the continuation of the book of Acts. You are that continuation of the book of Acts. Mark chapter number 16 and 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, the signs are going to follow. The signs and wonders are going to follow. I can give you an example. I was at work, and this lady had an extremely bad headache. In fact, it was so bad that when she would try to get up, she was unstable. And she said, "I'd never felt this way. It was very hard for her to get up." And she was trying to make copies, and she was telling me, "I need you to go get the copy." She says, "I'm not a person that tells people they need to go get something for me. I'd usually do it on my own." So it hit me. I'm apostolic. I need to pray for that woman. And I kept kind of pulling it back. I don't want to make a scene, though. You know what? I let the walls down, and I said, "You know what? I'm going to pray for her." As soon as I prayed for her, I just said a simple prayer. "God, take this pain away. God, heal her body in the name of Jesus." And before you know it, she was completely healed from head to toe. There was no pain in her body. And I believe it. If you're gonna do it, God's going to show what He can do. I believe it. He said it in His Word. Signs are going to follow. Put it into action. Watch what God can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 The supernatural should be the norm in our lives. In this end time, the supernatural is going to be the norm. We're going to begin to see things that we've never seen before. We're going to be able to begin to see angels, and we're going to be able to begin to see things, and evil spirits begin to be cast out in the name of Jesus. We're going to see these things with our own eyes. We're going to see these supernatural things. We're going to see cancers disappear. We're going to begin to see bones being put back together. We're going to see lives being put back together, marriages being put back together under the power of Jesus Christ. These are supernatural things that we are going to see because of restoration of Jesus Christ, and He's wanting to do that to His church. There is revival that is coming to His church, and there needs to be a reviving of the saints. Hallelujah. But I want to take this, and I want to ask you guys a question individually. Are you seeing these things? Do you want to see these things? And do you desire to see the end time? And if you have before, why is it now that you're not seeing it anymore? You need to ask yourselves these questions, because Jesus is a supernatural God, and He wants to do great and mighty things. And why is it that we have not, that you individually, I'm talking about not, now I'm going individually, why have you not seen these things? Jesus. There was a story. Arthur Elbert Hubbard told the story of an incident during the Spanish-American War. It was imperative that the president get a message to the leader of the insurgents. His name was Garcia, and he was known to fighting somewhere in the mountains of Cuba, but no mail or telegraph could reach him. Someone said, "There's a fellow by the name of Rowan who will find Garcia for you if anyone can." Rowan took the letter without hesitation. He sealed it in a leather pouch, strapped it over his heart. He landed in the dark of night over the coast of Cuba and made his way to the mountains, and after much difficulty found Garcia. He handed him the letter and turned around and headed home. Hubbard tells this story in a letter to Garcia. Rowan didn't ask exactly where he is, or "I doubt if I can do it." There was a job to be done, and he did it. Instead of making dozens of excuses why he can't complete the task, think about Rowan. He delivered the goods. He didn't make excuses about what was going on in his life, but he did the job. The problem is, as I believe in our own lives, that we have put up walls. We have put up walls of bitterness. We have put up walls of deception. And we have put up walls of blame. And we have put up walls of excuses of why we cannot do the things of God anymore. I believe that these things and these walls have gotten so thick that when the man of God gets up to preach and it's something convicting, we immediately put up the wall and build it even wider and wider in our lives. And to the point where we could become so bitter that we hurt physically in our bodies. I believe this. This is true. Bitterness will take you down spiritually, and not only spiritually, take you down physically in your body. If you're holding something against somebody, let it go, because it's going to take you down. You need to let that go in the name of Jesus. Tear down that wall. But we have allowed things in our lives. We have allowed things in our lives to come up. We've allowed walls to be built up where we no longer respond to the message. We no longer respond when Jesus steps on the scene and when Jesus walks into our presence. We realize it, but we do nothing. "Oh, I'm just going to keep on going about my day." He's continuing to draw, but there's no response. We have completely seared over our conscience that there's not going to be any response to what God is trying to do in my life. God has spoken into some of y'all's lives that you need to speak to certain people, that also you need to actually do certain things in the house of God, and you've completely ignored it. And things, God has spoken to some of your hearts. I believe it. God has confirmed it. And I believe that God has spoken into your hearts and your lives to do things for the kingdom of God, and you've completely ignored it, either because of the walls that you've put up in your life, and you've come to, and when something convicting is said, you put up as a defense mechanism, and you think that it's trying to attack you personally. And God is not trying to attack anyone personally. He's not come to condemn the world, but he's come to save the world. He's come to do mighty works through his people. And he's not come to condemn anyone. But so we've completely built up walls, and we take a brick and we just put it up. And anytime the pastor says, "You need to repent, the things you're doing is a sin," we put up another brick. We put up another wall. And we say, "Nope, I'm not going to do that. Nope." We even may even come down to the altar, but the walls still remain there. The walls still remain. There's no breaking. There's no breakthrough to what God wants to do in our lives. And we can completely ignore the voice of what God is calling us to do. And he's saying, "Come, I want you to do this. I want you to go, and I want you to speak to this person. I want you to speak healing to this person. Go and do it." We build up that wall of fear. "No, I cannot do it." But God is saying, "You can do it. Just go and do it. Quit listening just to the voice, but you need to go do it." Tonight, I believe it's time to tear down the walls of bitterness in our life. Tonight is time to tear down the walls of fear. Tonight it's time to tear down the walls of doubt in our life and get out there and do what God is telling us to do. He said in his word that he will confirm it with signs following. All we got to do is just go do it. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Tear down the walls in our lives, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. I believe that God is speaking to your lives. God is speaking. He's been speaking to some of y'all for a long time. And we've sat here on pews for years and heard the voice of God. And we've felt the tugging of God to do certain things, whatever that may be. I don't have anything specifically, but I felt this in my heart, that God is speaking to somebody tonight, that the walls need to come down in your life. And somebody needs to step out in faith and start doing what God is telling them to do. Don't just be listening. You sit service after service and listen to what the pastor says. You hear it, but you go and do nothing. You go and do nothing. In Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse 6 and 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. This was before he said that, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, telling them how they need to teach their children in parenting. Hear therefore, O Israel, hear and observe to do it. He just didn't want them to hear what he was saying. He wanted them to do what he was saying. Observe to do it. Do what I am saying. I'm telling you to do what I am telling you to do. Be obedient to my word. Don't just hear what is being said. Do what is being said. Hallelujah. Now it is time to be obedient to his voice, to his knock. Allow him to come in and change you. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand right now? Right now is the time to be tearing down the walls. Tear down the walls of bitterness. We are part of a mighty church. We're a part of a church that is going forward, and I believe that God is going to do great things through each and every one of us. And I don't want to see any one of us fail, and I don't want to see any one of us fall short. I want to see us all make it. I want to see us all on the forefront of this thing, and I want us to go mightily forward, but I want to do his will. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Saints of God, I want to do what God has told me to do. I want to build my house upon the rock. I want to be considered a wise man. I want to do what God said. I don't want to be standing at the end time and say, God, I heard what you said. I cried. But I still have walls up on my life, and there's no way. I kept pushing it away every time that you kept knocking. I'm not going to come, because I made the choice. Today you have a choice to make. Are you going to come and listen to what God is saying to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These altars are open. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to be obedient, oh Lord, to your will. Oh, come on, surrender to him. Hallelujah. Surrender him yourself to him right now. Oh, Jesus.